This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't actually have to be in New York, as I've been the past couple of days, to know that real estate prices in this city are bananas. With those valuations, though, come business opportunities, specifically in parts of the city that haven't yet seen the housing spike. And predominantly, those gains come at the expense of people who, in a lot of cases, have lived there for generations. Gentrification is what we're talking about here in Brooklyn, to be precise. It's the subject of a new podcast series from WNYC. It's called There Goes the Neighborhood. It's hosted by Kai Wright. He's an editor at The Nation magazine. It's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start, I guess, with the housing market in Brooklyn. There are really two markets, right? There's the tippy top where everything's fine, and then there's the almost the entire rest of it where things are terrible, you say.
That's correct. It really is a tale of two cities. And in this way, it's kind of a great metaphor for where we're at in the national economy generally. And so at the top of the housing market, it is booming to historic perspectives. There's just money rushing in, building booms happening, people are making record profits, and so much so that they'll continue to build even when there's an oversupply because the return is going to be so high when they finally sell. At the bottom end of the market, which is growing, there is a massive and historic shortage. Prices are far out of reach for average both renters and homeowners. And it's actually a literal state of emergency in the city. And so people are up in arms about that. Mm. People are feeling anxious and angry and scared.
And you know, the thing about Brooklyn is, for all the grief it's gotten in the past 10 or 15 years about brand Brooklyn and hipsters and all of that, it has always been a place where new arrivals to this country go, where lower income people can go, where they can live and have a place. And it's just not that anymore because of gentrification and what's happening.
Well, that is what is at stake very much. There still remains plenty of people here who are working class, who are new immigrants, who are new migrants from around the country also, right? You know, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And so there are still people trying to do that, but it has very much been put at risk specifically because of housing. I mean, certainly to buy a home in Brooklyn, the median income is $46,000. The median home price is $700,000. It's just out of control. Sure. And then as a consequence, that trickles down to the rental market.
Yeah. So the idea, though, and just to give you a poke in the eye here, the idea that money is coming into New York City, that people are trying to get more for their buck, and the lower end of this of the income spectrum is getting squeezed out, that can't possibly come as surprising news.
Well, it's the scale at which it's happening is the thing. The question is, what does government do to try to regulate and control that market such that the city can still be a place where you can have multiple income tiers and where you can have both racial and cultural diversity that you need in order to have the vibrant city that we all love? So the question is not whether or not that New York's housing market is attracting money. It always has. The question is whether or not we are doing enough in the public sector to try to balance that such that it's a livable city still.
Well, right. And one of the things that we found when we were doing York and Fig at Marketplace, our series on gentrification, and one of the things that's in the first episode of There Goes the Neighborhood is the idea that gentrification doesn't just happen. There are market forces behind it. There are developers who come in. There are realtors. There are people, speculators who come in and with intent move people out so that they can move in.
Well, absolutely. Listen, so my partner and I are shopping for a home in Brooklyn right now. We are shopping on the far edge in East New York and Cypress Hills. And we are going to open houses. We are the only end users that we have seen at any of the open houses. It's us and a bunch of developers. And in the 3 months that we have been shopping, the price point has gone up $300,000. Wow. Because that neighborhood has now been identified as the place where you can get these huge returns. And so the money is flooding in. And whether or not a plan to control that or to build housing affordable housing alongside that can work really is a question of speed.
It's a new podcast series from WNYC. It's called There Goes the Neighborhood. Kai Wright hosts it. He's also with The Nation magazine. Kai, thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
It's weird, man, saying Kai, thanks very much. It's very weird.
It really was. It's kind of weird. You ought to check out the series our Wealth and Poverty Desk did on gentrification in Los Angeles, too. It's called, as I said, York and Fig. You can go to our website, marketplace.org. All the way on the left-hand side is that link that says Mentioned on Air.